The message you're about to listen to is brought to you by Pastor Henry Onyedikachi.
If we don't preach the gospel, we cannot expel darkness from the hearts of men. Woe is me if I preach not the gospel. I have a commitment. Necessity is laid on me. I have an assignment to preach the gospel.
Stay blessed.
Stay prayed up. So praying in tongues under your breath. Hallelujah. Titus chapter 3 verse 4. But after that, the kindness and love of God toward man, kindness and love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared. So Jesus appeared. His kindness, his goodness appeared. One of the things I said in the day is that Jesus is God's logic. You remember that? Jesus is the logic of God. He is the thought pattern of God. He is how God thinks. If you want to know how God thinks towards sickness, look at what Jesus did. If you want to know what God thinks about sickness, look at what Jesus did when he met sicknesses. If you want to know what God thinks towards poverty, look at what Jesus did when he met poverty. If you want to know what God thinks towards lack, look at what he did when he met lack. If you want to know what God thinks towards death, look at what he did when he met lack. He is God's thought pattern on two legs. And we saw that the major thing he did on earth was that he did good. Remember that? Now, Acts 10 verse 38. Acts 10 verse 38. You see, the Bible tells us how God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost. Look at that. With the Holy Ghost and with power. And so, what did he do when God anointed him? He went about doing good and... So, what is the good that Jesus did in this verse? Healing. Right? Now, that goes to prove what I said yesterday. That you cannot exclude God's goodness. You cannot exclude healing and physical things from the goodness of God. I get the point. Because what he did in his goodness in this chapter was that he was healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Why? For God was with him. So one of the ways God, Jesus, showed forth his goodness on earth was that he went about healing people that were oppressed of the devil. He worked miracles, signs and wonders. He flowed in the supernatural as an extension of his goodness. Are you following me? Now, that same ability. Now, why was Jesus able to show that kind of goodness? Why? Look at the screen. Why? What did God do to Jesus that made him exhibit that goodness? God anointed him. So it was the anointing of God on the life of Jesus that enabled him to show forth goodness. I want to share with you tonight, before we begin to pray, how you can also show people the goodness of God by the anointing of God. Now I'm showing you can show people the goodness of God by preaching that goodness to them. But we see Jesus showing the goodness of God. How? By the anointing of the Holy Ghost. So I want to show you how, by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, you can show people the goodness of God. Because Jesus began to heal the sick and the dead because God anointed him. He was healing all that were oppressed of the devil. And so we can go up and down showing men the goodness of God. That is only possible by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And so that same anointing was upon Jesus. And he went about doing good. He went about healing men, raising the dead, setting the captives free, killing all that were oppressed of the devil. The Bible said, for God of his name. Look at this. God anointed him with the Holy Ghost. Now, what is the anointing? That anointing is the Holy Ghost. The anointing of God is not oil. Let me tell that to your neighbor. Say, neighbor, pastor said that the anointing of God is not oil. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost. So the anointing he anointed Jesus with was the Holy Ghost. And power. That Holy Ghost is power. I said he went about healing not as our part of the devil, for God was with him. So we can also say he anointed him with the Holy Ghost, anointed him with power. What does that mean? The presence of God was with him. You get what I said? The presence of God with him was the anointing of God upon his life. That was the power of God upon his life. So what is the anointing? The anointing is the Holy Ghost. Are you following me at all? Are you following me at all? The anointing of God is the Holy Ghost. Let me say that another way. The anointing of God is the presence of God with a man. The presence of God with a man is the anointing of God upon that man. Now, so what does that mean? It means that if God is with me, then I'm anointed of God. Should I say it again? It means if God is with me, you see, every word I'm speaking tonight, every single word is for someone. Are you following me? Because I don't have a note. Are you following me? There's no note here. Every single word is for someone. It means the presence of God in the life of Jesus was the anointing that was with him. So the anointing that God placed on the life of Jesus was the presence of God. So for the reason so God was with him was the anointing that healed the sick. So it means that if God is with you, then you are anointed of God. Let me bring this closer. God is not just God is with you, God is for you, and God is in you. You know what they had in the four gospels was what we call Emmanuel. It means God with us. But when Paul came, Paul wrote in Colossians 1 verse 27, he says, Christ in you. So he didn't just say Christ with you, he said in you. So God is not just with me, God is in me. And that God that is in me is the anointing. The anointing is not different from the Holy Spirit. Neither is the Holy Spirit different from the presence of God. So if I have the Holy Ghost, I have the anointing. If I have the presence of God, I have the anointing. Say with me, say I'm anointed. Oh, you didn't hear that. Say I'm anointed. Say for God is with me, so I am anointed. 2 Corinthians 1 and verse 21. Hallelujah. Glory. 2 Corinthians 1 verse 21. He said, now he which established us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God. So notice how many people are anointed? Us. So the anointing is not a special package for some people. Are you following me at all? And I have explained to you sometime that there can be what people call special anointings. Special anointing is not really special anointing in a sense. It is where God equipped someone to do a particular work. For instance, I'm the pastor of this church, the lead pastor. God called me for this. And so there's an empowering that has been given to me to be able to stand in this office. Do you understand that? But if it is whether every believer is anointed, we are all anointed. We are all anointed. And I said something the first day. Was in this meeting, I said it. If anything of God does not grow, was it I said that? You may be not here. Anything that is of God is perfect, is complete. Everything you get from God is complete. It can't grow. Righteousness that will go from God is complete. You see, holiness will go from God is complete. Faith that will go from God is complete. How many of us know we have the faith of God in us? You have the faith of God. That faith is complete. That's why believers say things like, Father, increase my faith. That's a crazy prayer to pray. You say, why? But the disciples prayed it. They did. Jesus didn't answer it. Luke 17 verse 5. They say, Lord, increase our faith. Jesus said, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed. So he will say, you are asking for a faith increase. The faith you have is too much. You just need to... Why? Everything of God is perfect and complete. Even faith. That's why you notice when the Bible talks about faith. In Jude verse 20. He said, building up yourself in what? So what are you building up? Yourself, not the faith. Are you following me? So you can grow in what God has given you, but what God has given you does not grow. Someone did get that. What that means is that the anointing of God that is upon your life is a complete package. You can get better in the use of it, you can get better in the knowledge of it, but you are fully anointed of God. Once again, say, I'm anointed. And this anointing is the enabling to go up and down doing good and healing all that you're oppressed of the devil. That is the presence of God with you. So, 2 Corinthians 1:21 again. He said, he that has anointed us is called. Many of you, this is the answer you need to step into what God has asked you to do. You still see yourself like upcoming. You might be upcoming in your knowledge. You might be upcoming in your exercise of the gift of the Spirit. But in the enabling of the Holy Ghost that He put in you, you are not upcoming. He has fully anointed you. You are anointed. Look at this again. Now He will establish us with you in Christ. I had anointed us, is God. Let's see another translation of this. New Living Translation. It is God who enables us along with you to stand firm for Christ. He has commissioned us. There's an enabling on your inside. Probably like Amplified. And first said, but it is God who confirms and makes us steadfast and establishes us in joint fellowship with you in Christ. Has consecrated and anointed us, enduing us with the gifts of the Holy Ghost. Say, I'm endued with the gift of the Holy Ghost. I'm endued with power. Notice, he's talking about what has happened. Do you observe that? He has anointed. So you must begin to say to yourself, I'm anointed of God. I'm anointed of God. I'm anointed of God. I am anointed of God. God has anointed me. It should settle on your inside. That's why whenever we come for meetings like Holy Ghost meetings, I dare to push everybody to do anything, because everybody in the meeting, once they are born again, are equally anointed. In other words, everybody can heal the sick. Everybody can raise the dead. What we come to church to do is not to increase the gift of God in us. What we do is to bring you to the consciousness of that gift and show you how you can put it to use. When we lay hands on you, what you are doing is to activate and to stir up the gift inside of you. I follow me at all? But as for the anointing of God, it dwells in all of us. And you better wake up to that consciousness. If not, you'll be carrying last. Are you following me? Say, I pray in tongues. Oh, you didn't hear that? Say, I pray in tongues. I interpret tongues. I heal the sick. I raise the dead. I cast out devils. I raise the dead. I cleanse lepers. I see visions. I prophesy. Because I'm anointed of God. Hallelujah. I'm anointed of God. You must begin to see yourself like that. That's why if you're here, you don't pray in tongues. And you are born again. Immediately you begin to understand this, and I'm sharing that you're already anointed of God, even without the tongues. It begins to tell you that that tongues is already on your inside, waiting to gain expression. Same thing with prophecy. Say, I've never prophesied. It's already there, waiting to gain expression. Healing is on your inside, waiting to gain expression. Working of miracles are on your inside, waiting to gain expression. Look at it again. He has endued us with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So we are anointed. Jesus said in Mark chapter 16 verse 17, he said, these signs shall follow. Which people? Come on. And so, he said, in my name, they shall cast out devils, they shall speak in new tongues, they shall lay hands on the sick. And so, what people see as a special thing for some people or some ministers, Jesus says it is for they that believe. Did you get the point? What people see as a special, say that guy, he has the gift of deliverance. What people see as a special thing, Jesus said it is for they that believe. It is for the usher that believes, the chorister that believes, the technician that believes, the businessman that believes, the lecturer that believes, the ordinary church person that believes, the conductor that believes, the keke driver that believes. It is for they that believe. For everybody, they shall speak in new tongues, they shall cast out devils. If you've not casted out devils yet, you are wasting time. Because Jesus said, this sign shall follow. And I stand with the word of God. Hallelujah. You know, you need to leave meetings like this, looking for where to cast out devils. Looking for where to raise the dead. Hallelujah. Because this sign shall follow they that believe. And I believe. Come on, I believe. And because I believe, these are my signs. Oh, these are my signs. Healing is my sign. Prophecy is my sign. Miracles are my sign. It is my sign. Why? I believe. I believe. I'm anointed of God. I'm anointed of God. So this should dawn on you. It should dawn on you that these hands are not ordinary hands. Why? Verse 18 tells us they shall take up serpents. So your hands can handle serpents. Did you get that? Your hands can handle serpents. I'm not sure what happened. You see, these hands, they're not ordinary hands. They're not ordinary hands. That's where you begin to understand that your hands are not for stealing. Either they for masturbation. Your hands are not ordinary hands. Your hands is for taking up serpents. He said, if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. And they shall lay what? These same hands. So these hands are not ordinary. Hallelujah. My hands are supernatural. Oh, my hands are supernatural. If I touch you, your life will change. As I'm telling you, that's why I tell people, you need to come to the question. You know, I used to joke in later before. I have the gift. It's me that formed it. I have the gift of laying on of hands. How did I come up with that? Because I began to tell myself, my hands are not ordinary. Now, it doesn't mean nobody, no other believer has it. I'm only saying, I've trained myself to be so conscious of the fact that if I touch you, tonight the Lord said to me, the Lord said to me some time ago, I said this in church. I said, for many of you from Zoe, you will leave to find out that some cases became easier for you. You remember I said that? You will leave to find out that since after Zoe, it looks like anytime I touch a cripple, it doesn't take time for the person to walk. There will be special cases that you'll be steered up to flow in. You find out it looks like anytime I pray for someone that has financial issues, it happens faster than every other thing. Such special anointings. Are you following me? And it will start from a consciousness. For many of you, it will be the laying on of hands. Many of you will find out that if I pray for a case and it doesn't work, I get that. That'll be somebody's testimony. That since the way, if I pray for a case and it doesn't work and I just come and touch the person, it must work. What is happening is that you're going to grow your understanding that these hands have been endued with something. These are not ordinary hands. These are hands. This hand touches, it touches serpents and it doesn't hurt it. This hand touches the sick is healed. That's why you begin to understand laws in the anointing or laws of the anointing. There are laws of the anointing. I'm sharing one with you already. grand law of touch. Where the power of God is transformed by touch. There's another law of the anointing. For instance, this is not my sermon tonight. Called the law of association. That's when you begin to find out that when people begin to pray together and stay together, they begin to function almost the same way. I can't count how many times, even this evening, I was with someone, one of our pastors. And then I was going, looking at the live stream, and Pastor was preaching. And the person said, "Ah, Papa, this is you preaching now. This is what he was in." Said the same way. And I can't count how many times that happens. Sometimes people play my message and say, "Ah, this is you. It's not me." Sometimes it's Pastor Goodwin. I don't get the point. Because it's the law of the anointing, it's association. When you begin to stay around and you are conscious of it, start, that's why you notice. Have you observed that most ministers you know at the global scale, that their wives do ministry, the wives behave like them? Have you observed that? The ones that are into the prophetic, the wives are in the prophetic, is the law of association in the anointing. May you marry a man, a woman, that something will affect your life at least. Don't marry an idiot. Praise God. I told my pastor preached a message entitled "How Not to Marry an Idiot." Powerful message. You need it. Say, so how can a man of God call some people idiots? Don't worry. He's not your man of God, he's my man of God. And I like him like that, so don't complain. Don't marry. So there are proper idiots. Have you found out? People who don't add anything to your life. Nothing spiritual, nothing. You can't even discuss John 3:16 with them. What are you doing again? What is relationship? That's a goat. Relationship goats. These are not relationships. It's not going anywhere. You are dating an idiot. Sorry. That's by the way. But what I was saying, remind me. That is a goat. So I said, some men of God, you see, their wife begins to, they begin to flow like that. It's not like they're learning it. I want to correct that, because some of you think they used to go and copy their husband. They don't learn it. By that law of association, if they respect and honor that anointing and are conscious of it, they begin to flow that way. The same gift is the law of the anointing. That's another law we are seeing here. That's the law of touch. That law where there is the law of contact. That by the anointing, that's another law of the anointing that I don't know how to explain that, but it's like it's the part that the anointing can be transferred to a physical thing. I can transfer the anointing on this seat. Nobody can sit here. Nobody. It's that law where you can move the anointing from something to an object. I can move it to this mic. You can't handle this, an ordinary mic. But if I transfer it, it will rest on it. You can't handle the mic. You want to try it? That's the anointing of God. We can move it to a hanky. If the hanky touches you, you are changed. Paul used it. It's the law of the anointing. And that anointing is working inside of you. So I'm trying to show you that you can get better in the use of the anointing. But the anointing itself can never increase. Right now, if you get more conscious of what is in these hands, you find out these hands are not ordinary again. From the time I became conscious of it, I'm so careful with laying off. I don't lay hands anyhow. Because I know if I lay hands, if you don't want your life to change, let me not touch you. If I'm so conscious that my hands are filled with the power of God, if I lay hands on you, your life must change. Must. They shall take up serpents. So this was what Jesus knew. He went about doing good. 1 John 2:7. John will talk about the same anointing in another way. He said, brethren, 2 verse 27. He said, but the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you. He answered, you don't need any man to teach you. He was talking about false prophets. So he said, you don't need any man to teach you. But as the same anointing teacheth you of all things. He was saying that anointing can enable you to discern false teachers. But the important thing I wanted to say in this verse is that anointing abides. So I have an abiding anointing. You get the point. Anything I have does not, it doesn't come and go. It abides in me. I'm a carrier of the anointing of God. I can work things. And so, after Zoe, you can, after from this night, you can begin to quote Acts 10:38 as yourself. How God anointed Henry Onyedikachi with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and killing all that were oppressed of the devil. Why? For God was with him. Hallelujah. Let's do it again. Put your name there. Let's go. How God anointed Henry Onyedikachi with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was... Do it again. How God anointed Henry Onyedikachi with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God... Oh, say it again. How God, it will enter, anointed Henry Onyedikachi with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God, hallelujah, was with him. God has anointed me. God has anointed me. I'm anointed of God. So I go up and down doing good, showing men the kindness of God. I came to share with you tonight that there's an anointing of God upon your life. You're no longer ordinary. No. You're no more ordinary. You know, I like some testimonies I hear sometimes. You know, somebody met me this afternoon. I was like, Pastor, I'm so excited. See, I desired so much to drive out demons. I'm using her terms. And I tell you, sir, after we came for that program, I really wanted to, I went home and I've driven out demons from two people. Said, I will drive them out and I will see the demon leave. In one of the occasions, she said she drove out the demon and then she saw the demon leave. And the brother, the younger brother, was 9 years, saw the demon run past him. Was like, who passed? Went to the gate, couldn't see. Saw a man run out. It was that dramatic. And because if you desire it, you can have it. You know why? It's already there. You can begin to flow it and flow in the power of God. I'm anointed of God. I didn't come to this earth to play. God has anointed me with the Holy Ghost and with power. So what do I do? I go about doing good, healing all that are oppressed of the devil, because God is with me. Hallelujah. We don't serve a dead God. We don't serve a dead God. He's living in me. Jesus is alive. Where is he alive? He's alive in me. He heals the sick through me. He raises the dead through me. He casts out devils through me. He prophesies through me. I carry the living Jesus inside of me. Yes, God has anointed me. Hey, lift your hands. My hands are not ordinary hands. Anyone I touch, something must change. Something must change. My hands are anointed. So I do Christotis. You don't understand. I do the kindness of God. Oh, I do the kindness of God. I'm a carrier of power. Hey, my letter came, Ashanta. That thing that dropped in the house of Obed-Edom and everything changed. Is now living right inside of me. I am the modern day Ark of Covenant. I am the 21st century temple of the Holy Ghost. I am a mobile temple, God's temple on two legs. The headquarter of the power of God. This is him. And that is not pride. That is calling yourself what God has called you. God said, I'm anointed. Talking on tongues. Come on. God said, I'm anointed. 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 Ha 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 ha. Now, stop. Look up. This is where you find out, and I'm going to say this and we'll close, that everything you've ever seen me do in this meeting is at your disposal. This is where you find out that, because what is going to happen tonight is that I'm going to pray for you. When I'm done, I'm going to have us practice spiritual things. This is where you find out that by the time, because I'm going to show us in groups. You've been in our Holy Ghost meetings before. And I'm going to have you give a word of prophecy to your neighbor. Don't ever say, I can't. Because the anointing of God is resident on your inside. I told you guys, watch out for it. Bad laying of hands tonight, you will see that you are going to have tonight accuracy and precision with spiritual things. Accuracy and precision. What that means is that you are not just going to say drop words here and there. Tonight, as we start, you will have clear details, clear information, because the anointing of God is there on your inside. It's on your inside. It's on your inside. Look around. Look around. Look back. Look around. Now, as you are looking around, you are picking words for people. Because God is going to share things with you. Hey, Yamale, these ears are not deaf. You don't understand? You see these ears? They pick signals. I hear things. Power is here. You say we are here. Where is here? Wherever I am. So Jesus went about doing good, for God was with him. That God is with us. That God is with us. I don't care what you don't have yet. I don't care the certificate you've not gotten yet, or the exam you've not passed yet. I don't care how much you don't have yet. I don't care. Peter and John admitted the fact that they were broke. Broke of money. Silver or gold, I do not have. Well, I can be broke of every other thing, but not broke in the power of God. Yeah. He said, silver or gold, I don't have. He said, what I have, I give. So when I say I'm broke, broke might be my pocket. But you see, that power account. That power account. Jesus. Such as I have. See what I'm going to tell you to do tonight. If you are new to this whole flow of the Spirit, just let it flow. If you are not new to it, I have an assignment for you tonight. We are all going to dare to go the extra mile. Something you've not done before. Are you ready? The extra mile. You say, so you used to decide what you do with the Holy Ghost. It's not the Holy Ghost. It's your Holy Ghost. You know, I told you guys, one quality or one thing that makes something a gift is that when I give you a gift, I don't determine how you use it and when you use it. If I give you your phone, I don't determine when you use your phone and how you use your phone. Is that true? If you don't want to use it, you can put it off for 2 months. It may pay me, but it's your phone. I can't take it back. At least I didn't give it to you. Now, when God gave you the gift of the Holy Ghost, He's not there determining when you use it. No, it's your choice. I didn't get the point. It's your choice. That's why I tell you guys, you notice, I can switch any meeting. If I want to switch this meeting to a healing meeting now, it's very easy. If I want to switch this meeting to anything, it's very easy. Like now, I sense strongly the anointing of prophecy here. So much. So much. So much. For I will do a new thing, says the Lord. 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 But is it really new? It's something I've put in you all the while. So what you will call it new, because it will be your first time of trying it. But it's a new thing I will do through you. You will do things that you've not done before. Because I'm calling you to come up. Come up in your experience. Come up. A lot I've put inside of you. It's time to begin to come up. To begin to take new steps. To begin to take new steps. Little by little. Little by little. You just have to dare to trust that the things in your heart are correct. For right now, the words are already there in your heart. And you have to trust that they're correct. That they're correct. And I've spoken to you, says the Lord, that the coming year is a supernatural year. It shall be a year that will be characterized with utterance and revelation. The revelation gift will be seen so much in the coming year. In the coming year, some of our centers will be known as prophetic centers, because they will be known to flow strongly in the revelation gifts. Revelation gifts. Revelation gifts. Word of knowledge, word of wisdom, forensic details coming forth, says the Spirit of the Lord. For the coming year is that supernatural year. And from here, you are going to walk into it. Your eyes are open already. You know what? You already know these things. You've already seen them. You just have to open your mouth and speak them out. For says the Lord, is that season that the spirit of seeing and knowing will gain much expression. Much expression. Much expression. This time with more details. This time with more details. Oh, thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Properly take a poke. I pray the Holy Ghost. Come on. Wow. Hey. Brian, come. You see, says the Spirit of the Lord, the time is here and the days are here. When the power of God will gain so much expression through you, through you, through you, through you, you will hear sounds, sounds, sounds in your dream, sounds, says the Lord, sounds of songs, says the Lord. You will get it as you pray. You will hear them in your dream. You will just have to discipline yourself to pick them up. You will hear sounds, but the days are here. And Iyako Mashandia, it is a ministry with a touch of deep prophetic. As you begin to flow and hear those sounds, sounds from the Spirit, Yokoma Ilanosh, songs that will come as prophecies, and you are released into that time now. Oh, for men will say he writes songs very well, but you will know it isn't about you, because I will make you hear sounds, says the Spirit of the Lord. I will make you hear sounds, says the Spirit of the Lord. I will make you hear sounds. 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 Says the Lord, I will make you hear sounds. Oh. Hey, Abash. Mama Nadash. Noko Manakaya. Sumalataya Kabarata. Zobalagada la Barakata. Don't you come? But says the Lord, the days are here when you will not give in to those thoughts, those feelings. The days are here, says the Spirit of the Lord. Oh, when the Bakina Morote Kamalea Kabashania, oh, your spirit will gain ascendancy over your mind, and you will shut off those voices, shut off those thoughts. Oh, in this season, it is a season of walking in full consciousness of the power of God. Yes, yes, you will be so conscious of it. The voices in your mind that are silenced, as you give attention to these things, the voices are silenced. It is a time to walk in full consciousness. The full consciousness. I'm hearing it in my spirit. Full consciousness. You will unconsciously be conscious of the workings of God in you, and that season is here. Everything has changed, says the Spirit of the Lord. Says the Spirit of the Lord. Says the Spirit of the Lord. Stand your feet. Let's speak in other tongues all over this place. Says the Spirit of the Lord. Ramabababashateka. If you have never, just pray in tongues. If you have never prayed in tongues before, I'm not going to ask you to come out. The power of God is right there where you are. This atmosphere is so charged for this thing. So charged. So charged. There are a couple of you here, you know, and you've been told that the calling of God is upon your life, but somehow you don't know where to start. And if you're like that, right there where you are, you put up your two hands. The Lord said, I'm going to give you a distinguishing factor. It will be an anointing, an enabling that will distinguish you. And by that, you will know that I've really marked you out for this. And that power rests upon you, that place you're standing now, by the Holy Ghost. That distinguishing effect, that distinguishing unction, by the Holy Ghost. Yeah, take it where you're standing. Take it. 1, 2, 3, 4. Take it where you're standing. By the power of God, from the front to the back, if you're in this category, that power is upon you now. Take it. A calling to ministry, but you don't know how to start and how to go about it. The anointing of God is right upon you. There are special enablings. Ushers, make sure you are active oral body speaking. There are special enablings, special workings of the Spirit, special workings of the Spirit all over this place. And as the power of God is coming upon you, you know what exactly God is working through you. You know what it is exactly. Says the Lord, you know, some of you, it is healing. Some of you, it's a special case to heal special kinds of illnesses. That thing is there. There is someone here that has been praying specifically. You want God to use you powerfully to heal cancer particularly. Let me show you if I spoke about you now. Cancer particularly. Particularly cancer. You've been praying. It's not a desire that came now. It's been in your mind. Particularly cancer. By the workings of God, by the anointing of God, I release you to that move. I release you to it. At the count of 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, it's not upon you. Take it. It has come. I don't need to touch you. It's there. Those hands have come in contact with them. Says the Lord, just touch and it's done. Touch and it's done. Touch and it's done. Cancer, parote, kaya, cancer cases are gone. So just touch and it's gone. A case of paralysis in a family. You've even ministered to the person before. The person didn't get well. Raise your right hand. That hand. From now. That hand. That hand. That hand. Has ceased to be ordinary. It has ceased to be ordinary. That anointing rests upon your hands. In the name of Jesus. Yes, take it where you're standing. Yes. Is a year for the music team. Is a year for the music team, says the Lord. Is a year. The Lord said to me, he said, I will take
this ministry far with the music team. And with this team, I would announce the expression is your year. 2021, the ministry will be announced in places. In places, says the Lord. In distant lands, says the Lord. By this expression team, the power is resting on you one by one. That's the anointing of the Holy Ghost. That's the anointing of the Holy Ghost all over this place. He said, I will announce it's a year for the music team. It's a year for the music team. Says the Spirit of the Lord. Says the Spirit of the Lord. He said, I will announce you with this team. He said, they are no more ordinary, says the Lord. He said, for in the past you've seen them as just people, as just normal people. But now they will stand out. Men will call them stars. Men will call them stars, but they will call themselves servants of God. For I will in the barako no machine akia barate ko malate kam barada. For I have put sounds in them. Sounds in them. Sounds in them. Sounds. 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 Sounds in them. Sounds. Sounds. Jamamania Mashada la Basodia da Barade Zumane Kalana Mashina Niana Nabara. There is this thing for working of miracles. This enabling for working of miracles. 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 I sense it's concentrated around here. Working of miracles. Working of miracles. But before that, this what I said now, I just said I sense it. And somebody just said, can I be that sensitive to the workings of God? I heard the Lord say there is increased sensitivities. Jesus, when they touched him, he said, who touched me? Because power has gone. You can become sensitive that when power moves, you know that increased sensitivity is resting upon you. You are made sensitive of the workings of God in a place. Right now, you begin to sense this same thing that is around this place. Strongly, that is a working of God in this place. Increased sensitivity in the workings of God, in the power of God, anointing of the Holy Ghost. That sensitivity. That sensitivity. There is healing here. I don't know why that's coming. There is healing here for a lady. Go check your period. It's coming now. There is healing there. But the working of miracles around here now. Put up your two hands. But I sense in the name of Jesus. It's a season of miracles. It's that season of miracles. And by your hands, as you desire it, have it. 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 Victor, as you desire it, have it. As you desire it. The workings of miracles. The working of miracles. The working of miracles. You know this is for you. You know it's for you. So as you desire it, have it. Have it. Have it. Have it. Have it. Have it. Glory. 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 You desire it, have it. Now come. Come. You desire it, it's on you. It's on you. It's on you. Have it. Have it. It's on you. It's so strong. It's the working of miracles right there. It has come. You are no longer ordinary. You have it. Have it. Have it. Have it. Have it. Have it. The anointing of the Holy Ghost. Have it. Have it. Have it. It's the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Have it. As you desire it, it's yours. It's yours.
The anointing of the Holy Ghost. I want you all to pray in the Holy Ghost all over this place. You desire it. Yes, have it. Yes, the power of the Holy Ghost. The anointing of the Holy Ghost. The anointing of the Holy Ghost. The anointing of the Holy Ghost is for you. Have it. It's for you. Just make sure you're talking in other tongues. King of glory. Glory, Father. There are still hungry hearts here. I still find hunger strongly in the building. Hunger to experience, to flow in the power of God. I open you up to those flows. What you are hungry for, by the word of God, as God's prophet, I open you up to those flows. In the name of Jesus. I said, I open you up to those flows. In the name of Jesus. By the prophetic anointing upon my life, I open you up to those flows. In the name of Jesus. I'll ask you to do something. Just lift your two hands and say with me, whatever you want, whatever thing you are desiring, you want to flow in, okay, announce it and say it's mine. Number one, announce it and say it's mine. Number two, announce it and say it's mine. Number three, announce that thing again. Now say it's mine. Receive it in the name of Jesus. That's the power of God. From the front to the back, from the left to the right. Something is at the back, something is in the front, all over this place. At the left, at the right, all over this place. The workings of God, the anointing of the Holy Ghost. We will never settle for less, cause we know there's more that's found in you. I will never settle for less. Hebanagabashatayados. Some of you, before I stop praying, you will feel something tangibly on your body. Some of you will feel the fire of God on your hand physically. It means nothing. It's God just confirming what He has put there. Some of you will feel the fire on your tummy region. Some of you, your hands are very heavy. You can sense a strange heaviness on your hand. It's the power of God. 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 Is the power of God. Is the power of God. Is the power of God. All over this place. All over this place. All over this place. Is the power of God. All of us strongly, 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 strongly. Strongly, 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 strongly. Ushers, lift up your hands wherever you are. If you're an usher, there is something coming for you. Take it in the name of Jesus. That which you have desired, have it, 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 have it. The workings of God in this place. So much, so much, so much, so much, so much. So much, so much. Yes, brother, I saw the hunger. So much is there. Stand up. So much for whatever God has called you to do. That enabling is there. Is there. Woo! For that which you have run after men for is at work in you. That which has made you follow man from one man of God to another. You are looking for something. That thing is in you now. So flow in it, says the Lord. Flow in it, says the Lord. Flow in it, says the Lord.
Plain it, says the Lord. Plain it, says the Lord. Plain it, says the Lord. Just keep praying. Just keep praying. Begin to form circles of five. Begin to form circles of five, but don't stop praying. Keep the prayer on. Form circles of five. Yababa Baradesh. Form circles of five. God has blessed me. God has blessed me. Brother, stand up. Get up. God has blessed me. God has blessed me. God has blessed me. By the anointing of God. That is a special working of God in you. And you know what it is. Take it. Yes. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. That's the power of God. That's the power of God. That's the power of God. Form circles of five and begin to pray. Begin to pray. Make sure. Try to be in a circle. Try to be in a circle. For he has put his power inside me. He has put his power inside me. He has put his power inside me. Shamanene, shamanene. He has put his power inside me. He has put his power inside me. He has put his power inside me. Your left hand, your left leg. That is a pakena kena ke matena mana kala barate yagadash. Visions are here. Visions and revelations are here. Spiritual impartations. Spiritual impartations. Paul said, I look forward to coming to see you, that I may bring some spiritual gifts. This is a night of spiritual impartations. Life is coming alive from here. That's for many of you. For many of you. For many of you. And some communities are catching the fire of the gospel from this meeting. I see communities in Benue State catching the power of God coming under the revival from this meeting. I hear Benue State, Benue State, Benue State. The fire of the gospel is coming to you from Zoe. I don't know who is from there. I don't know who is going back to that place. But I hear Benue State, the fire of the gospel is coming to you. Ibagwa in Nsukka, the fire of the gospel. And Benue State, I'm talking about Otsubo particularly. There is a searing and a rising of men. Ayah, yah, yah, yah. Whoosh. Is the season for Middle Belt and South South. Middle Belt and South South. Delta State, River State, Bayelsa, Middle Belt and South South. Says the Spirit of the Lord. He said, your revival is here. Your revival is here. Your revival is here. The gospel finds us a battle local barata. Finds increase there. South, south. Middle belt. South, south. Middle belt. South, south. Middle belt. Just keep praying. If you are living in any of these places, you are living in the South, South, or the Middle Belt, come up here. You are living in South, South, or the Middle Belt, in Benue, Makoti, Kogi State, or living in Delta, in Bayelsa, in Port Harcourt, living in South, South, or in the Middle Belt, come up. Come up. Your time, your season is here. Your season is here. Fire will be lighted. Fire will be lighted. Fire will be lighted. Your season is here. 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 Bayelsa is coming under the revival of the gospel. The Bayelsa, you know, Bayelsa is coming strongly under the influence of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. By your hands, he said, the Lord said, I have anointed you for this. I've put my words in your mouth that no man will be able to resist you when you speak. Says the Lord, that's it upon you. Says the Lord, that's it upon you. Jalekano, Omaraga, Sulakamanani Anamashania. Stand up with your wife. Stand up with your wife. Stand up with your wife. What if you stand up? There's an anointing of God. An enabling of God. Step down. Step down. Step down. Step down. The anointing of the Holy Ghost. Oh, glory. For South South. From Port Harcourt, the doors are open. From Port Harcourt, the doors are open. The doors are open. The doors are open. The doors are open. In the name of Jesus, the doors are open. That anointing of God rests strongly upon you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There is something for you and for your community. Hallelujah. That the power of the Holy Ghost. Right there. Right there. Right there. Right there. Be your circle. Be your circle.
Be in your circle. Be in your circle.
I am an anamashida liya de karabosotia.
It's so heavy upon them. You know why? It's impartation for ministry. That's why it's like that. 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 Watch out for these communities I mentioned. Watch out for these places. It's an explosion come 2021. It's an explosion come 2021. Watch out. Thank you, Jesus. Our PG Connect for the online church, the Lord said, come next year, you'll find out more nations will open up. More nations, more nations, more nations, more nations, more nations, more nations, more nations. Now we have Nigeria, we have South Africa, and we have the US. He said, the next year, more nations, watch out for more nations opening up. More nations opening up. More nations opening up. Says the Spirit of the Lord. More nations. And you will wonder, how did they get to know? How did they get to hear? The Lord said, more nations are coming in the coming year. Says the Spirit of the Lord. Says the Spirit of the Lord. Says the Spirit of the Lord. Be your circle. Be in your circle. Glory to Jesus. Jesus. There is strong impartation for ministry going on here. This is supposed to be a Holy Ghost meeting. We will still have it. But there is strong impartation for ministry. Doors of nations are opening up. Doors of cities. Cities. Pastors and leaders of ministries. Pastors and leaders of ministry. You are a pastor or you are the leader of a ministry. Lift your two hands. That is an impartation for you. That's an impartation for you. Watch out for the breakout of the supernatural in your ministry. Watch out for the breakout of the supernatural in your ministry. Watch out for the breakout, the outbreak of the supernatural in your ministry. Watch out. Watch out from now. The outbreak of the supernatural in your ministry. The outbreak of the supernatural from this day henceforth. Watch out for the outbreak of the supernatural. Of the supernatural is a city, is that time. The outbreak of the supernatural in your ministry from now. The outbreak of the supernatural. You have resources you've never seen before. Resources you've never seen before. The outbreak of the supernatural in your ministry. Revelation gifts, power gifts, power gifts, visions and revelation. The outbreak of the supernatural. Watch out from here. Watch out from here. Watch out from here. Watch out. Watch out from here. Watch out from here. There is impartation for ministry. Impartation for ministry. Tangible results. Tangible results. Tangible results. God said, with the supernatural, I will set your ministry. I will distinguish your ministry. with the supernatural. All our centers, take note. You live so way into the supernatural. Every service should be a supernatural service. Every service, attention must be given to the supernatural. Every service, the sick must be healed. Every service, visions must flow. Every service, tongues must flow. Interpretation, what's that from here? It's a new season. It's a new season. And this is coming specially for our student churches, our student centers. Because of the lockdown and the strike, it looks like the work has been stunted. But I hear the Lord say, Zunene, 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 hundredfold increase. Zunene, Zukama, Tuna. And this is not a figure of speech. Hundredfold increase for our student centers. If you were 2, expect 200. If you were 3, expect 300. If you were 10, expect a 1,000. Hundredfold increase, says the Spirit of the Lord. Says the Lord. So get set for it. 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 Get set for it. Joelen, it's time to take Onsuka as a whole. Says the Spirit of the Lord. It's time to step out of Joelen and conquer Onsuka as a whole. Says the Spirit of the Lord. A center in Onsuka town, 2021. Says the Spirit of the Lord. That season is here. That season is here. That season is here. And you have been empowered for it. Everyone in UNN Center, lift up your 2 hands. Hey, all of you, the Lord said, I will use you. The town is on fire. The town is on fire. I will empower you for it. For from your pastor to every member, your hands will rush the supernatural. And you will see under God the highest increase you've ever experienced. The highest increase as a church you've ever experienced, says the Lord. So watch out. It starts from here now. For I will do it, says the Lord. Those days are here. Those days are here. Says the Lord. Those days are here. 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 Says the Spirit of the Lord. Those days are here. 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 Says the Spirit of the Lord. Come here. Those days are here. Says the Lord. Jiamanania no no shige mala. Shabalada barada barona niana gabalos. Sumana ne kana mashida kono no niana nas. It's also a year for Imo State. For the entire Imo State. It's also a year for Imo State. It's also a year for Imo State. 2013. The Lord said to me, I will send you back to Imo State at an appointed time to do a work. 2021, we receive an explosion. An explosion. The time is here. The time is here. The time is here. The time is here. The time is here for that city. The time is here for that city. No longer shall it be known for whatever it has been known for. It shall be known as a center for the gospel. Oh, a center for the gospel. The time is here, says the Spirit of the Lord. Pastor, you see, the time is here. The time is here. The time is here. From Alpha to the entire Owerri community. The time is here, says the Spirit of the Lord. The time is here. Says the Spirit of the Lord. The time is here. The time is here. The time is here. I have equipped you for this day. I have equipped you for this day. I have equipped you for this day. I have prepared you for this day. And so, your irregularities and your failures hold no water. But the Lord said, I've prepared you for this day. I need some guy ushers here. I've prepared you for this day. Says the Lord, I have prepared you for this day. For this day. If you are here and the Lord has laid it in your heart to start a platform of grace center around your area, come. Jesus. Come. There is an enabling. If you're out here, lift your two hands for this. Some places, I heard the Lord say, some places are already ripe for the gospel. They're already ripe for the gospel. So it's harvest time. And by the anointing, you are prepared for this. You are prepared for this. One by one, you are prepared for this. And people are asking, how will it be? Watch out. By the anointing, the Lord said, I prepare you for this. 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 The anointing prepares you for this. The anointing prepares you for this. The anointing prepares you for this. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's stand up. Pastors, let's stand up. Let's stand up. Let's stand up. Let's get back to our circle. Let's stand up. Come on. Let's stand up. Shama and Antonia. Let's get back to our circle. Words are already flowing here strongly. Get your circle. Words are already flowing here strongly. God is still talking. Now, by your hands, now hold your neighbor again. Hold, let's form the circle again. You are going to begin to pray. But this time your prayer is towards that person you are holding. And God is, you don't even need to pray for long. There is a word already in your heart for that person. It's time to share with the person. Do not say, I don't have anything. You already have something. Anybody can start from any circle. Make sure no circle is down. If any circle is calm, what the Bible teaches is, ye which are spiritual. So one person will pick up from the circle and others will follow suit. So share with your neighbor. So much. The Lord said, I will put my words in your mouth. For your neighbor, I will put words of edification, words of direction for your neighbor, and they will be so clear. So as you begin to talk to your neighbor, trust God for clear words, because they are there already. Pastors, you can help and make sure no circle is calm. Let's assist everyone to flow in this thing. You're going to make sure no circle is calm. Thank you.
Those words are not mere words. As they are coming, pick them up. As they are coming to you, pick them up. This second. Glorious God, thank you, Jesus. Aha. You are the giver of fire. Elakamate kamate. You are the giver of fire. You are the giver of fire. You are the giver of fire. You are the baptizer by fire. Words are here. So make sure your group, make sure something is happening. Make sure you are sharing words with people. Don't just be a receiver tonight, be a giver too. Make sure there is someone you are ministering to. Don't just be a receiver. Find out from your group too if somebody is sick. Find out from your group too if somebody is sick. And share with that person. And heal the person. There is a strong surge of the power of God flowing from your words. Flowing from your words. Flowing from your words. Mighty Savior, healing every sickness, Jehovah is your name. Mighty healer, you are healing every sickness. Jehovah is your name. Mighty Savior, you are healing every sickness. Jehovah is your name. Mighty seer, you see into the deepest places. Jehovah is your name. You are the mighty seer, seeing deepest places. Jehovah is your name. You are the mighty seer. You see the deepest places. Ebenezer is your name. Aya.
Onye name my mighty Savior, saving the toughest of sinners. Jehovah is your name. Shamania na no 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 no. Etine etine ma no no na na na. Jehovah is your name. You are the mighty healer. You're healing every sickness. Jehovah is your name. I call you the mighty seer. You see into deepest places. So, Onye name Maris, your name. Mighty speaker. You're speaking dangerous, dangerous, dangerous things. So, Jehovah is your name. If you're following this meeting online, get a partner already. Either your partner is online, begin to communicate with the person. Because the Lord has put words in your mouth. There is so much happening in this meeting. I don't think we have had it this way before. There is so much happening here. So much. So much. Jehovah is your name. We will never be the same again. For the hand of the Lord is upon me. Hey, yeah. So Jehovah is your name. You are changing us from inside out. You are setting our feet on the path that we must walk. Jehovah is your name. The Lord said you will hear a voice. Be receptive to everybody sharing words with you tonight. Don't neglect anybody. Be receptive to everybody. Because this atmosphere is open for sensitivities. Be receptive to everybody sharing words with you tonight. Be receptive to everybody. Great in battle, Jehovah is your name. Shagabala di adada basuna na 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 no. You might change your circle now. You might change your circle and get into another circle. You might change your circle. For God will share words with you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Don't worry, says the Lord. I'll handle it. Yes. Mess on my cup. Bring her up. Come. Hey Jesus, so much for a meeting. So much for a meeting. Power is working here. I'm telling you, strong power is here. Strong power, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Strong power.
You can change your circle too if you must. You can change your circle too if you must. The gifts of faith. Yes, the gift of faith. The gift of faith. The gift of faith. The gift of faith. Tense expression. Jesus, Shagabalada, Shagabalada, Kura Mateaka. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, get up, get up, get up. I don't know what it is, but I saw this that just happened now. I saw this that just happened now. I saw it and it's heavy impartation for ministry. Heavy impartation. An administrative grace. Administrative grace. I saw it. Heavy impartation. Wisdom for ministry. Heavy one. Wisdom for ministry. Wisdom for ministry. Wisdom. Wisdom for ministry. 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 I saw it strongly. Wisdom for ministry. Wisdom for ministry. Wisdom. Wisdom. Wisdom for ministry. An administrative enablement. An administrative grace. Wisdom for ministry. Wisdom. For the pastoral ministry. Wisdom. Strong one. Wisdom for it. From here. From here. From here. From here. Wisdom for it. Wisdom for it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just get up. 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 Just stand. Stand up. Get up. Get up. Official, get up, come. You have what you want. I saw it. I saw it. You have it. Shabakada. Ilaka Morocos. Haya. You know the power of God is working in this place. We are not gathered to play. We are not. Some people, God is settling 10 years here. God is settling 10 years from this meeting. 10 years from this meeting. 10 years. 10 years. You know, there is someone that have been afraid of death and dying. The Lord said, what I am working in you tonight. It's not for 3 weeks. Neither is it for 1 year. It's for a lifetime. You have much more to do. You are not going anywhere. Someone is afraid of dying. He said, you have much more to do here. Death can't come near you. Settle that in your head. Settle it. Settle it. Settle it already. Excellent, Jesus.
Excellent Jesus. Excellent Jesus. Excellent Jesus. Tenacity to stay with the message and with the gospel is there. Excellent Jesus. 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 We are changed men. Ha 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 ha. Excellent Jesus. That's the power of God. I don't know why the Lord is saying to someone a redefinition of ministry. Lord said, I'm redefining ministry. Redefinition of ministry. You've been doing ministry from in this meeting. It looks like Lord has been showing you to take a new dimension. Whether in your message, on your pattern, redefining of ministry. I've been hearing it. Redefining of ministry. Redefine. You've been doing it, but Lord is saying, you have to take a new turn. Some of you, the Lord is saying, you need to be trained. That's a redefining. Redefining. Redefining of ministry. Give yourself to it. It's the Lord laying that stuff in your heart. He's the one. He's the one. He's the one. Shaba babarakata tututu superlakata tabarakata tututu putatakata. Jimanana kena rose brantiti baronte 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 baronte. Sikela mo tuna kika kapa tututi yaka. Itule kiki buku kiki tinania antikrumati kika ya. Pula cash ita yekri abatuma lada da bashanda. Whoosh. Thank you, Jesus. Ha, ha, ha. Hey, glory. Come up. There is an enabling. There's an enabling. There is strength. Let's tell you what I hear. Strength. 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 Strength, says the Lord. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For thus have I sent you. It's the beginning of a new day. A new day. A new day. The enabling of God right on your inside. Right there on your inside. Right there on your inside. In the name of Jesus, it's a new day for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Faith. Faith. Faith rising in you. Faith rising in you. Supernatural faith for the impossible. It's rising in you. It's rising in you. It's rising in you. It's rising. Hallelujah. That's it. Faith for the impossible. Faith for the impossible. Faith for the impossible. Faith for the impossible. Shama lakadia. One shall say, shall chase a thousand. And that is you. One shall, that anointing that does the Kale Yoborodo, that commands people. That anointing that commands, that attracts and commands people is right down your left. From this day, one chasing a thousand. One chasing a thousand. One chasing a thousand. One chasing a thousand. They're just thinking, shouldn't this man just talk about my song and talk about how is going to go. It's going to nations, says the Lord. And so get set. Get set to the nations. Woo! How will you know that this has happened? Within this new week, we are stepping into tomorrow. You will get some feedbacks from outside this nation. Lord, watch. Lord will bring it about. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, I'm going to lay hands on you. Come on. Come on. Everything has changed. Everything. 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 Strength. Much more strength. Is the Lord. Much more strength. Much more strength. Much more. There is an anointing upon you to speak to things and they come to be. I'm not just talking about healing. To speak to things, physical things, and they come to be material things. There's an anointing to speak over businesses, to speak over physical things, and they come, they fall in place. That anointing is upon you, strongly upon you, strong, strong, strong. That's the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Something new has started. Something new has started. Something new has started. Something new has started. Administration of divine wisdom. Divine wisdom. Divine wisdom. Shaking up, it will set your ministry apart. The wisdom of God. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Let's lift our voice and bless God. Let's lift our voice and bless God. Let's lift our voice and bless Him. God bless you, in my stand. Thank you, Jesus. Everything has changed. I told you, everything has changed. It's the beginning of something new. Everything has changed. So much passion and fervency right now on your inside. Everything has changed. Everything has changed. Where's Pastor Goodwill? Where's Pastor Goodwill? Where's Pastor Goodwill? Come. Everything has changed. You see this lady? This lady. Sir. Everything has changed. It is a dawning of a new day in you. Fresh fervency. Make her strong. She's going to stand strong in the service of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's a marvel many people. Everything has changed from today. Praise of God. Shabaraka. Shigalatata rake sukuma lata. Iyanana kamatu lakataraba. Shudeka. Shudeka matea. Come. Come, Chinebere, come. Zubala kia rake. Overtega, sitataya, fervency, passion inside of you is the beginning of something new entirely. You live here changed, fired up, and more fervent, says the Lord. God's hand is upon you. God's hand is upon you. God's hand is upon you. Fire that distinguishes men from their equals. Fire that distinguishes men from their equals is right upon you. Everything has changed. Hallelujah. Just wave your hands wherever we are. Let's give God praise. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for all you do, for all you do, for all you do, for all you do. That is an expression, the workings of God in you begin to gain strong expression from this day. From this day, you are in. I heard it, the Lord.
Everybody lift your hands. Let's bless God. Wave your hands to heaven. Wave your hands to heaven. Jesus. We just have to close. Wave your hands to heaven. Let's see if we can close. Shabaradia dadado sokaladia kadosh. That which has been in you but has been dormant gains expression from this meeting. Gains expression from this meeting. Gains expression from this meeting. There is a betting of ministry, a bringing forth of ministry from inside. It's been there, but right now it gains expression. Says the Spirit of the Lord. 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 It is not dying. That passion is not dying, says the Lord. It's not. Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Our lives belong to you. Worthy of our glory, to you our hands we raise. Our lives belong to you. Alpha and Omega, that beginning and the end. Our lives belong to you. Worthy of the glory, to you our hands we raise. Our lives belong to you. Creative miracles, says the Lord. Known it. The Lord said, I've already told you your place of prayer. Creative miracles from now, and I release you to it. That realm of creative miracles, I release you to it. I release you to it. Oh, hey, listen. The ministry the Lord has spoken to you about, 2021, says the Lord, is the year. All the desires that have been locked up in you for like 4 years now, to break out and do what God has called you to do, the coming year is the year, and it starts for you from now, and you are anointed for it, says the Lord. Step out, says the Lord. Step out. Our lives belong to you. I hear heart's desires met. Heart's desires granted. Says the Lord. Says the Lord. Our lives belong to you. Yes, 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 yes. Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Our lives belong to you. Worthy of the glory, to you our hands we raise. Our lives belong to you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. By the spirit of seeing and knowing, you will see, you will know. I open up your sensitivity to the Spirit. From here. From here. Sensitivities to the Spirit. Says the Lord. From here. Revelation gift strongly. Watch out for it from today. Let's start our feet and just bless God. Once you just stand your feet all over this place and let's bless God. Let's bless God. Let's bless God. The Lord said, Tishako, said, you know is the beginning of something big. You know, it's the beginning of something big. You know. And something big. Echoes. 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 It is spoken in a town. It is heard in another town. Echoes, says the Lord. Echoes. Could that be a meeting the Lord is leading you to hold? Echoes. Spoken in one town. Heard in another town, says the Spirit of the Lord. Jamaniana no na na na. Thank you, Jesus. Go back, says the Lord. Go back, says the Lord. To what I told you in 2016, says the Lord. You still have a word note 2016? Go through it. There is something I dropped there. Go back. 2016. Go back. You will find what you must do. And run with it. Says the Lord. Says the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Suse eti deko no mo na na ni na 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 na. Zogra de deko la na na. Olobo shi dale adra da da kado zuko barada dale kabala da da papa shataya. The anointing of the Holy Ghost. You're walking on my inside now. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Everything has started for you. Spiritual flow has started. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's been very heavy in your heart. And you know there is more. And I confirm it, there is more. And the Lord will use you for more. So yearn for it, delve into it. For sincerely, there is more. Says the Spirit of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 For the time is here. All I've said to you, the time is here. Walk you into it. Walk into it, says the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's all lift our hands to heaven and bless him. Our time is spent. I wish we had more time. Hey, yeah. No, 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 no. The time is here. The time is here. Lift your hands all over. Stand to your feet wherever you are. Let's bless God. Let's bless Him and close. Come on. Our time is spent.
Jesus, you are the light of the world, Jesus. You are the hope of creation, Jesus. More than all this, you are me. Oh, Jesus, you are the light of the world, Jesus. You are the hope of creation, Jesus. More than all this, you are.
The Lord worked special miracles by the hands of Paul. I'm hearing that. Special miracles. 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 Special miracles, says the Lord. Special miracles, says the Lord. Special miracles. Special miracles. Special miracles. Special miracles. Special miracles. Special miracles, says the Spirit of the Lord. Special miracles. Special miracles, says the Spirit of the Lord. Hey, special miracles.
You are the light of the world, say. You are the light of the world, Jesus. You are the hope of creation, Jesus. Jesus, you are the light of the world, Jesus. You are the hope of creation, Jesus. More than all this, you are the light of the world, say Jesus. You are the light of the world, Jesus. You are the hope of creation, Jesus. More than all this, you are the light of the world, Jesus. You are the light of the world, Jesus. You are the hope of creation, Jesus. More than all this, you are the light of the world, say Jesus. You are the light of the world, Jesus. You are the hope of creation, Jesus. More than all this you are. Jesus, you are the light of the world, Jesus. You are the hope of creation, Jesus. More than all this.
Let's all stand and worship God with this song. The light of the world. Let me hear you sing it.
Jesus, you are the light of.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. There's an enabling. An enabling. An enabling. An enabling. An enabling. And there is so much administration of the wisdom of God, says the Lord. Says the Spirit of the Lord. You knew before you came here that something will happen to you and you will be changed forever. The anointing of the Holy Ghost. Hey! Hey, yeah, 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 namakono no shi.
You're the love of creation, Jesus.
Yes, 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 yes.
Jesus,
you are the light of the world, Jesus. You are the hope of creation, Jesus. More than all these, you are the light of the world. Let me hear you say, Jesus. You are the light of the world, Jesus. You are the hope of creation, Jesus. More than all this, you are the light of the world, say Jesus. You are the light of the world.
Jesus. You are the hope of creation.
That enabling for ministry is right there inside of you. It's right there.
You are the light of the world, say Jesus. You are the light of the world. You are the hope of creation, Jesus. More than all these you are. You are the light of the world, Jesus. You are the light of the world, Jesus. You are the hope of creation, Jesus. More than all these you are.
You know why I always give God praise? After meetings like this, it's obvious that this was an act of God, right? Everything. It was God from beginning to the end. How many of you got words from people that blessed you? How many of them were very clear? Like very clear. How many of you gave people words that you were amazed at how they confirmed it? Yeah. It's God working here. That's what I'm trying to show you. It's not about anybody. It's not about anybody. So let's bless him again.
Jesus. Jesus. You are the hope of creation, Jesus. More than all this, you are. You are the light of the world, Jesus. You are the light of the world, Jesus. You are the hope of creation, Jesus. More than all this, you are.
Let's give him praise and celebrate Jesus in the house.
You are the light of the world. Come on. Come on. Come on, creation.
Woo.
Light of the world. Light of the world. Jesus. You are the light of the world. Jesus. You are the hope of creation. All the Lord is
you. You know one thing the Lord said to me tonight? I will say this and I will close. The Lord said, I didn't want to announce it, but it just happened. The Lord said, one of the things that will happen tonight, he said, I will take of the spirit I've put in you, the anointing I've put in you, and I will share to men. I heard it. And so, you will come and find out that certain things, exactly how they work in my life, will begin to work in your life that same way. Exactly how they work in this ministry, we begin to work your ministry the same way. That is that transfer of the ability and anointing of God strongly, and it has happened already. So we give him praise, and especially for people in ministry, there was a release strongly, the gift of faith strongly. There was a strong release of it. I don't know if you sensed it. I don't know if you got it. But strong release of the gift of faith in this place. As like I've never seen it in my ministry. Strong one. So it has started. Hallelujah. Tomorrow we're going to say Happy New Year. But it's a new year for Platform of Grace. It's a new year. You are the light of the world. Do you know there are about three persons here? Before you came, you had doubts in your heart about what church should I join? What church should I be part of? You just got your clarity here this night. So that in your heart now is the answer, says the Lord. Says the Lord. Says the Lord. Shabarakia. I don't know why God is asking me to pray for you for wisdom. The wisdom of God. The wisdom of God. The wisdom of God. Shamania nania nania nania.
Jesus, you're the light of the world. Jesus, you're the hope of creation. Jesus, what a noble you are.
You see, as a son follows the father, you have followed me. What is deserving of son to you? That same anointing.
Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, you are the light of the world.
Jesus,
you are the hope of creation. Jesus,
more than all things, you are.
I want to hear our voices rise so that we close. Jesus, you are the light of the world. Jesus,
you're the hope of creation. Jesus, what a God is you are. Jesus, you're the light of the world. Jesus, you're the hope of creation. Jesus, what a God is you are. Jesus, you're the light of the world. Jesus, you're the hope of creation. Jesus,
you are the light of the world, say Jesus. You are the light of the world, Jesus.
You are the hope of creation, Jesus. Father, Lord, is you.
Light of the world, light of the world,
Jesus.
Light of the world,
light of the world,
Jesus.
You are the hope of creation, Jesus. Father, Lord, is you.
You are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. Hey, Abalada Shandia. Jehovah, the Kumana. Hey, you are the light of the world. Light of the world.
Jesus,
you are the light of the world.
Jesus, you are the light of the world. Jesus, you are the hope of creation. Jesus, more than all these you are. Oh, Jesus, you are the light of the world. Jesus, you are the hope of creation. Jesus, more than all is you are. Yes, Jesus, you are the light of the world. Jesus, you are the hope of creation. Jesus, more than all is you are. Oh, Jesus, you are the light of the world. Jesus, you are the hope of creation.
Hope of creation, Jesus.
More than all is you are.
You are the light of the world. Come on, Jesus.
Jesus, you are the light of the world. Jesus, you are the hope of creation. Jesus, more than all is you are.
Hallelujah. Are you blessed tonight? I know we overstayed, but was it worth it? Was it worth it? Thank you, Jesus. Let's give him praise. I want you to be deliberate about this. Don't be in a hurry to ask God for things if you're not in a hurry to bless him for the same things. Just wave your hands. Thank him. Verbally say, Father, thank you. No one else could touch my life like you do. I have searched through all eternity, Lord, and found there is none
like you.
Listen, bring it out. This has been on my mind, and I want to say this for some of you in ministry. You see what is happening in this meeting tonight? This is the part, listen carefully, bring it down a little. This is the part of ministry and raising people and church that is not seen on Facebook.
That's why you cannot copy people's ministry and anointing on Facebook. I get what I'm talking about. I don't know who this is for. This is the part. Is everything happening here? This is the part you will not see on Facebook. And so if you are busy wanting to copy people by just looking at what they do on Facebook and trying to copy yours, stop it. Stop it. If you want to get from a man, go close. Don't watch Facebook. You won't see anything. I get the point. You will not see anything. Nobody shows 12 hours prayer on Facebook. Nobody. It is all this falling and rising, impartation and all this, that will later produce strong men. So you think it's all about buying, they bought lights, let me buy lights. They put banner, let me put banner. It's not going to change anything. I don't know who this is for. I get what I'm talking about. There is something that makes ministry and makes men. I keep saying, the people that work with me is well fed executive, first of all, the likes of Rochima, Sister Norma, Pastor Maka, they were not made under AC and fan. It was nights like this of constant falling and rising. Are you getting me? In dark places that makes people. I don't know why I'm saying this. You can't get the best in ministry. That since Facebook does not show you. So you want to get from a man, go close. Follow what is happening. If you think if they fix program, fix, they buy lights, they buy TV, you'll be frustrated. Are you getting me? I don't know who this is for, but this, what's happening here tonight? It's not a Facebook thing. You know, there was a time camera stopped snapping because at that time the cameraman is no longer part of it. Every ministry you know, Winners Chapel, Christ them, has meetings like this that the media will not show you. Are you getting what I'm talking about? Everybody, and that's the secret to whatever you're seeing outside. So you want to get from a man, get close and get the best from it. Get close. If you think you follow on Facebook and follow on Instagram, don't worry. We'll show you fine pictures. Tomorrow you'll see pictures of today. All over the place. And the media is doing a good job. Hallelujah. But something has been formed in men tonight. I hope you know that. How many of you know something happened to you this night? It's a new day for you. And it's time to get into it. Let's give him praise and close. I know some people still want to pray. Some people might have to carry them into their room so they can just stay. But let's just close. Psalms, okay. Well, we're going to leave offering for this night, okay? So let's just close. So I'm standing on the exalted platform. I'm standing on the platform of God's grace. I have knowledge of the word. I flow in the things of the Spirit. I'm committed to ministry.
For more information, inquiry, or prayer request, please visit our website at www.henryonyedikachi.com.